USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Look at all the corruption in this family. It's tremendous corruption. Nobody's ever seen. I mean, that laptop, nobody has ever seen anything like that. He's gone into hiding.
President Trump's comments on Fox and Friends, this after President Trump says the FBI should be investigating Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his son Hunter over the information that was discovered purportedly on that laptop belonging to Hunter Biden. Election Day is 2 weeks away from today, and President Trump will be campaigning in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. The president appearing with the First Lady at an airport rally in Erie. Former Vice President Joe Biden holding no campaign events ahead of the debate set for Thursday, but his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, will be in Michigan today, a place where the former vice president visited on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait until Black Friday or Cyber Monday this year to score incredible holiday savings. Head to Amazon to find all of this year's hottest gifts and holiday needs, and save big with new deals dropping daily. Starting right now with Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event, you'll find great deals on must-have holiday gifts, including toys, electronics, fashion, home, and kitchen items, and more. Plus, with Amazon's biggest ever selection of gift guides available earlier than ever before, you'll find even more gift ideas for everyone in your life at any budget. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon, says,
"We're making it easy for all Amazon customers to get their holiday shopping done early this year and still save big. Don't risk the rush. Shop epic deals now and beat the holiday bustle."
Need some more inspiration? You can easily ask Alexa. Just say, "Alexa, give me gift ideas under $50," or "Alexa, give me holiday gift ideas." Now, get your gift lists ready and visit Amazon.com/holiday-dash for more information.
The final Trump-Biden debate will give the moderator the opportunity to mute microphones to prevent candidates from interrupting when the other person is scheduled to talk. The Trump campaign crying foul over the rule, but still saying that President Trump will participate despite the rule change. Regarding this rule change, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer reminding everyone,
"2-minute buzzer is only at the beginning of each segment. That's the only time the candidates will be muted. For the rest of it, they're going to be able to go back and forth with each other. And as you know, and I think you believe this too, it would behoove the president to interrupt a little bit less."
Fleischer speaking there on Fox News. The streaming service Disney Plus is providing longer warnings on classic films, noting that they may contain racist stereotyping. The streaming service adding the warning to classics such as Dumbo, The Aristocrats, and Peter Pan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know, this is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A 73-year-old Vietnam veteran and supporter of President Trump was assaulted in Massachusetts.
The incident unfolded Saturday when the veteran and another person were holding pro-Trump signs and flags in Douglas, Massachusetts. A woman identified as 34-year-old Kiara Dudley approached the couple and began to berate them, demanding they leave. The Douglas PD says as the couple tried to move away, the suspect continued to follow them and bumped the gentleman with her body. At one point, the party stepped on the victim's Veterans for Trump sign, and as he bent over to pick it up, she knocked him to the ground, causing an injury to his finger. The woman was arrested and charged with assault and battery on an elderly person, causing injury. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States is now more than 220,000. More than 8.2 million cases have been confirmed. With fall and winter ahead, Dr. Peter Hotez tells CNN we need to be on our guard.
The key is now hanging on now for the next four or five months, where we're going to enter what may be the worst period during this epidemic. As bad as it's been, it's about to get worse, and that's based on projections about a fall-winter surge as people are indoors more. Institute for Health Metrics and Philadelphia projections showing a steep rise in the number of new cases and deaths, unfortunately.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.